What's up?
Back with No Pack Knowledge with Ed Guardian. No Pack Knowledge, I'm starting up. This is something new. This is something great. I feel like this is a billion dollar idea and corporation that I want to continue. So, No Pack Knowledge, guys. I'm going to be sharing with you the second part of this first notepad that I have. And I'm going to continue sharing more and more of my information. And I want to just share as much ideas as I can. Later in life, I see myself doing something greater with this. And perhaps, just growing bigger with everybody, you know. And I want everybody who is listening right now to be a part of it. So let's get started. I'm reading over one of the notes that I wrote on this notepad, and it talks about how to identify people by their job or whatever they're involved in. So how to identify people by their job or whatever they're involved in, you got to ask the person, you know, what do they do? So if the person is working a certain job, then you can identify what it is. So let's get started. So if you ask a person, what do you do? And they say, oh, I work for, I work a 9-to-5. I work for a, let's just say warehouse, right? So that's a logistics or a warehouse. And it's a corporate warehouse. So they work for a corporate company. Now, how do you identify that person by that? Well, not everybody's the same, but what you can identify the person by is that they trade their time for money. Now, obviously, it's not a bad thing, but that's not the smartest thing. Now, a person who trades their time for money can be either one, going through some shit that need money right away, or two, using quick money. You know, there's nothing wrong about getting a 9-to-5 job. But there is something wrong if you are locked in for way too long. So a person who needs money right away and, you know, wants to invest the money, they'll get themselves a 9-to-5 job. They'll get a corporate job or something, right? They'll get a 9-to-5 job, you know, outside of the government. So they'll get a job. They want money. Boom. So there's two things about the person. One, they need a job to support themselves, their friends, their family, whatever. Or two, they need a job to invest money. They need a job to make quick money to buy whatever they want to buy, or, you know, get the hell out of there. So on the first side, on the first flip, the first person who needs the money to, you know, to provide for their friends, family, so on, and pay the bills and stuff like that, he's gonna stay there for a long time. So you don't wanna, like, if you're an entrepreneur like myself, you don't want to attract yourself or put time into someone who is not gonna be associated to in what you wanna do. Now, I had to get rid of a lot of battery drainers because they were not in my zone. You know, they were not in my platform. They were not on my niche or market, whatever you want to call it. They weren't doing what I was doing, so I had to get rid of them. And a lot of my friends back then, all my crazy friends and all, they'll get crazy for 2 days. They'll get crazy for over the weekend. And then me as an entrepreneur, I was hustling, struggling, you know, on my own, you know, working every day, you know, and whenever I get the chance, you know, party hard, you know, be able to just kind of relieve myself and relax. But throughout the week, you know, they're like, oh no, I can't do nothing. And then on their day off, you know, now they're available for you. But what happened when you needed them, or when they needed you, or so on? Anyways, you don't want to attract yourself with that people. I mean, corporate people. you don't want to stay there too long. If you are working there, that's fine. If you're not, you're good. Now, if you're a person who is working for a government job, then that's also something different. Now, you can identify people that work for the government job. From the corporate job to the government job, you can identify the two people right there. One is way too strict. The other one is, hey, I'm just here to have money, support my friend, support my family, myself and my friends, and just work and make money. The other one, working a government job, they're way too serious. You know, they'll report you right away. They're very close-end people. Like, they don't really want to, they don't, their beliefs are like, no, you can't make money, you know, selling this, selling that, you know, like, no, you need to go to school, get education, and, you know, all this. And that's not truly true. You know, getting an education does not make you rich. It actually puts you in debt right after high school, right after your college education. And then you have to pay your debt, and then years go by before you start actually seeing money coming in. And this is not to everybody, because some people just pay their own education, but that's because they already had money and they're born with a silver spoon in their mouth, and, you know, they're born, you know, not poor, but not as wealthy, but they're born middle class, and, you know, they got support. But people like me who come from nothing and start from nothing, a college education is something where we don't see us going to. We just see us graduating high school so that way we can get a job, right? Once we get a job, we get enough money, then we're able to invest in whatever the hell we want. And that's honestly the smartest idea. A lot of millionaires and billionaires come from dropping out of high school, like Steve Jobs, not finishing college, not, you know, dropping out of college, and so on. A lot of billionaires and a lot of very, very successful people that you hear about in history were lowlifes before, but came up with a good idea, stuck with it, invested money, got themselves a job, you know. So, like, you want to identify people by what they do and what they're involved in. Some people are involved in organizations like foundations and stuff like that. Usually how I see them, those people who are involved in organizations like a foundation or some type of charity, I see those motherfuckers like trying to trick people, you know. Because honestly, I was doing some, you know, some charity work, and it's not like I asked people around, like, hey, so how does this work? I started understanding, like, how they work. And in reality, people gave the money to them and said it was going for a good cause, but the money gets turned back around and it gets redirected to them somehow, some way. So it's just very sketchy and very, very weird. So people who are involved in stuff like that, like, you got to be careful with the people you hang out with that, or the government, or with the job, or whatever. Now, there's another... So there's basically four. You got corporate, government, organization, and entrepreneur. So entrepreneur, oh, that's where I'm at right there. So I started as an entrepreneur at the age of like 15. I was working for... I responded to an ad that I saw on a light post. It was a paper that had, you know, team jobs. It said team jobs. You want to make some extra money while working, you know, while going to school. I was like, fuck, is this legal? No, it wasn't. But anyways, I called the number, and some guy said, yeah, I'll pick you up right now. What? Yeah, I'll go to your house. Just tell me where you live. What? Okay, fine. So he came by, picked me up right out of school in this big ass large bus, freaking a white van, and he picked up a bunch of people, you know, and he was just driving people around, dropping them off at grocery stores, in the parking lot of grocery stores, and just dropping them off right there and saying, hey, here's 10 discount coupon cards and sell them, you know, and for every one you sell, you're going to make $2. So, you know, the discount cards were $10. So we would sell 10, we'd make $20 that day. I wasn't the best one out of the whole group in the bus, but I sold like 10, I sold 15, and there were some people who were selling like 20, 30, 40, you know. I was like, God damn, what are you doing? And I remember one of my good friends, the name is Armando. I think I talk about him in my YouTube channels. But Armando, this motherfucker would sell like 25, 35 every day. So at a certain limit, you would get like a $5 bonus and so and whatnot, right? But yeah, I was hustling since I was like 14, 15, and I was selling coupons. I was selling chocolate bars, you know. I was selling newspaper ads and so on. And that was before 18. So as an entrepreneur, if you meet another entrepreneur, you know that he comes from the struggle. You'll know that he'll come. He needs money because he doesn't have money. And not all entrepreneurs are scammers. Trust me. That's a different type of category in a person. Entrepreneurs come from a lifestyle that they never had. They want the lifestyle that they've never had. They want the things they never had. They're very thankful, grateful. They'll help you out in anything just to get a buck out of you. And I don't see that wrong. But if they carry it way too far and now they're, you know, doing threats and like doing stupid shit, that's not an entrepreneur. Now you got like a fucking assassin. And that's a different type of category person in identifying by what they do or what they're involved in and so on. But hey, most people call themselves entrepreneur and they're not actually pursuing an entrepreneur life. But those four categories, corporate, government, organization, and entrepreneur, you can identify people very quick by what they're involved in. And a corporate person, you know, they're very like closed in as well. People who work for corporate, like a 9-to-5 job for like a warehouse or like fast food chains and stuff like that. They're like tied in, like they're closed minded by saying, oh shit, this is the only thing I can do for money, you know, and they're not really open to ideas. So like if you're a type of guy like me, like you don't want to open up ideas to someone who's closed-minded. Another one who's closed-minded would be, you know, someone working for a government, you know, for the government, whether it's like a DMV, and so on. I don't know what type of jobs the government has. There's a lot of jobs for the government, but you know, they're open-minded but closed-minded. And if they're open-minded and they think it's bad, like they'll automatically report you. So you don't really want to talk to somebody like that, you know, that's going to just put you down or try to take you down, you know. So you want to identify them by that. Organization, you know, you don't want to talk to anybody who is just going to fuck you over or is just doing some scamming shit. Entrepreneur, you know, entrepreneurs are cool. They like to have fun. They like to go out. They like to show off a lot of stuff. Entrepreneurs, I notice a lot. But entrepreneurs, they like to show off what they have because they never had it, you know. So, all right, so that's that page right there. We are all different, right? So we're all here for the same reason, right? So what is that? What is that reason? What is the same reason we're here for? You know, we're here to have an abundant life. We're here to have a life that we deserve, you know, because you and I and your grandma and your mom, we all deserve a better life, you know. So how do we get it? How do we do it? We have to do what we have to do, and we have to just go for it. We got to do it, you know, in order for us to have a better life in this world and for our family, for our kids, for our future generation. So that's episode 3. So,
I'm gonna go ahead and proceed with more knowledge, but you know, I'm starting to like this. This is actually pretty cool. I can go based off of my notes instead of going based off like what I thought that specific time, which is pretty cool, but because this is randomly, you know, and this is sharing my knowledge with you guys. So I definitely look forward to that. If you guys like what I'm doing, go ahead and send me a message, or because I think Anchor can do that. You know, you can send a message and stuff, or by supporting, you know, go follow me on Instagram and subscribe to my YouTube channel at Guardian Palio. So do that, and then you know, I'll see you guys on the next one. Thanks.